These are the things big media won't tell you.
Anything you say, they write it down, they tape you,
yes,
they write, tweet about it.
Yes.
Lay off the comedians, okay?
Yes.
Leave the comedians. We're like the philosophers right now.
With Michelle Morin.
All right, no, I'm not going to lay off the comedians because, no, you're not the philosophers of the day. And if you were the philosophers, you would be talking freely and transparent and be allowing us to record you and take your words of wisdom and use them. But we can't. So we're going to come back to Don. We've got Don Rogers here with us from Pikes Peak 912 Patriots. I always say that wrong. 912 Pikes Peak Patriots. All right. It's the Colorado Springs conservative organization that gets everybody mobilized to doing the right thing, not only here in the Springs, but statewide and nationally, too. Don has been, in the last three segments, talking about how the left has descended upon Colorado Springs, and they are ready to take up their political arms and fundamentally transform our city into the most socialist city in Colorado, and perhaps maybe even the nation. They want to catch up to Detroit, I guess, with empty houses. So I urge you to listen to the first three segments of the show. You need to see how it's done. See how they come in, and it's not just Colorado Springs. It's going to be cities across the nation. I'm telling you, until you and I push back against these guys at the local level now, at the local level. I know we get concerned and we get excited about what's going on nationally, and Trump is so exciting because he's saying things and doing things that I never thought a president could do. And I knew they could, but I just didn't know they had the fortitude to do it. And we get so caught up in that. And, you know, I'm always busting on how we have a GOP majority in the Senate and House. And doggone it, all they could get done was a tax plan that it was very good. And it's doing great things. I would have gone further with it, but that's just me. I'm happy. I'm not complaining. But that's all they could do. They still wouldn't build a wall. They would not repeal Obamacare. And it's great that they took out the mandate in the tax code. But, Don,
they didn't take it out.
They didn't.
What they did was make they put the tax level to zero. It's still in there.
Yeah,
the mandate's still in there.
It is.
So, and they could flip that switch at any time.
And this tax package expires. It's in like 7 years, I believe.
Yeah.
So the whole conversation.
So the next Congress could turn that back up to 50% if they wanted to.
So
it's not repealed.
It's not. Obamacare is not repealed. But I guess we were excited because somebody did something, right?
Yeah.
Come on, boys and girls. That's
But you know, Michelle, you're absolutely right. We need to look at the city and local elections with the same intensity that we do on the national level.
Thank you.
You know, that's why you can turn out 60 or 70% of Republicans on a national election, and we can barely turn out 25% in the city. You know, it's, I always talk about the 1,000-meter target and the 10-meter target. You know, the national elections, those are 1,000-meter targets that are out there. It's that 10-meter target that's going to jump up and get you.
It is.
And that's the city elections.
And you have taken this upon yourself to bring awareness to this. Everybody knows that not enough people vote in the city elections. Everybody knows it. But you are going to take it upon yourself to bring awareness to, all right, take some time out to get a little bit educated and go vote, because if not,
we're going to be the most socialist city in America.
That's right.
And yes, people are going to get tired of seeing me. They're going to get tired of hearing us.
Nah.
But for the next year, I'll knock on your door.
That's you are welcome here anytime, Don. We're going to switch gears here. You know, revolution. It's an interesting word. It's something you want to be careful when you use the word. You want to talk about it historically. Thomas Jefferson talked about how there's a need for revolution and something about the tree. The Liberty Tree needs to.
The needs to be washed or fed with blood of patriots.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Don and I and my friends, nobody wants the violence that's happening. But Jason and I, for the past over a year and a half, have been highlighting and pointing out how the revolutionaries are not the conservatives. It's not us that are out there bringing violence to the streets. We're not out there threatening to. When is the last? Did you ever hear a conservative hold up a head of Obama and, you know, or any president. Conservatives just don't do this. So when you talk about revolution, it's happening, but it's not happening on our side yet. The left is pushing it on us. And just Friday night, Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA, if you didn't tune into last week's podcast, you want to go tune in at my website at michellemorin.org. Candace Owens from Turning Point USA was here and joined me, and her boss is Charlie Kirk at Turning Point USA. Charlie Kirk was in Colorado over the weekend. Saturday night, he was in Boulder at the Boulder County GOP Lincoln Reagan dinner. Friday night, he was up at CSU. And, you know, the conservatives are there trying to hear, you know, someone they like, they want to learn more from. And do you know who walks in with riot shields, large flashlights, and face masks emblazoned with skulls? Can you guess who it was, Don?
That was the traditional People's Party. They were communists.
You're right. Otherwise known as Antifa.
Well, I
you're going to take issue with that.
I'm actually going to challenge that a little bit because they were beaten up on Antifa. Now you had communists who were beaten up on fascists because that's the way it works.
My head's spinning.
Antifa is a fascist organization, even if you call it Antifa, but they're a fascist. The communists were beating them. They're trying to control the streets. It always happens.
At CSU.
It always happens at CSU. So you had a power struggle within the campus between communists and fascists.
Crazy.
That's what that was.
All right. Well, and then we could even go into the whole, you know, the fascists are the communists kind of thing. It's almost just manufactured nonsense.
Well, it's a distortion of the language. Antifa is a distortion of language. The fascists.
Well, speaking of revolution, so we had, you know, an attempt to stir the revolution at CSU because of Charlie Kirk's speech. On MSNBC, when was this? Yesterday? Friday evening. The MSNBC has a host, Nicole Wallace. Jason tells me she's supposed to be like the GOP arm of MSNBC.
She was famously on The View as their Republican viewpoint.
Oh, so she's got credibility.
Oh, yes, of course.
On MSNBC, she had a panel on Friday night. And, of course, Friday was the release the memo day. That was memo day, and we're going to talk about that. And as you know, throughout the week, the left was panicking. What did Cory Booker say? This is a treasonous act to release the memo. And a treasonous act to release a memo about treason? That goes on and on. We'll highlight that. But the left was desperately trying to call this out. In fact, before it came out, what did Pelosi say, Jason?
First of all, it's a bogus memo. It's not based on fact, but it does reference highly classified intelligence matters. Now we see that he's even altered the memo, so to make matters worse.
Right.
If he were to release that memo, he would not only be endangering our country, but he would also be violating the rules of the Congress of the United States.
Oh, Nancy Preacher Pelosi. She's always got something to say. Don is just chomping at the bit here to answer Nancy. All week long, David Nunes altered the memo. And that was the whole spiel. That's all they could come up with. Desperately trying to protect this memo from coming out.
You know, she said it was going to be a constitutional crisis.
Yes.
If it came out. Well, she's probably right.
Yes,
she's probably
is.
Exactly right. It's like when she said that for Obamacare, you have to pass it, see what's in it. Well, she's absolutely right.
If
this goes on and is actually investigated, and you could have a constitutional crisis here. So in that case,
something has to be done. If nothing is done, it already is a constitutional crisis.
Yes, it's true. And I think that's where we are on this. Everybody knows that this is what's in that memo. I mean, what it can lead to. The problem is, do we have the political will as a country to go down that road to see if there are actually people in the country that are too big to jail?
Thank you. Because that's what I've been thinking about and talking about on social media all weekend. Every time you read an article, every time you hear someone speak, it's always about the people surrounding Obama and Hillary. It's never about Obama and Hillary. No one seems to be willing to say, and all roads point to former President Obama or former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. No one seems to say it. I'll say it. Well, These people, it's clear there's evidence we need to follow.
Well, you're absolutely right. It's already been proven that Hillary committed crimes with her way she handled national secrets.
And then some.
What if the people that I know who were in the government had even thought of the things that she actually did, they would still be under Leavenworth.
Yes.
So we've already proven that there's not much political will in the country to go after people when there's obvious crimes. That's my concern with this, is that it can lead to a lot of things. I mean, the road here is pretty clear, but if we don't have the will to actually bring people to account, then there is no constitution. We have a constitutional crisis, and then what?
Okay, which leads to my point. President Trump is such a powerful person, and he gets credited with super duper intelligence. He gets, people hate him because he's radioactive. People love him because he tackles big media. I'm in that camp. I just want to get down to the raw, something very raw about him. He's got a big ego. And this FISA memo went after him and his campaign. I would think that would burn him and that he would be motivated just as a human being to want to pursue this to the fullest extent, just based on that. And from what I've seen of this president, there's a part of him that is willing to do things that no one else has done before. He did tease us with a grandstanding debate comment that we all stood up and cheered for when he said Hillary's going to go to jail during one of the presidential debates. And, of course, the rush, the fix, everybody was just going crazy about that. Then he got inaugurated and we heard nothing more about it. Does that mean he's not going to do what he can to pursue it? I don't know. And that's another conversation as to how that's done is worth having. But if he and if Congress and if the people of the United States would find that fortitude and that will to pursue these untouchable leaders, wouldn't that have a revolutionary effect in and of itself upon this country?
It restores the Constitution.
It does.
It restores it. But that's, when you're talking about what will President Trump do, we have these three branches of government.
Right.
So he's limited in what he can do.
Right.
So then it comes
That's
to –
That's what I'm trying to sort through. What can he do and what –
So he has to have everybody else on board. Does the Congress of the United States, does Mitch McConnell, does Paul Ryan have that fortitude? Does people like McCain and Mikulski and all those folks, do they have this will to actually bring people to justice who need to be for justice? Because my fear is you're going to get a couple FBI agents. You might get a guy, the second guy in Homeland and DOJ.
Yeah, just to make an example out of them and say they did
example.
Something.
We're done. Let's go on to the midterm elections.
I fear that's going to be what happens too. But you know what? I think if we keep the conversation going and do our part, let's try to influence that, because my goal is to restore our constitutional republic. And that's what we've been talking about since we started this entire show tonight, even at the local level.
But you got to remember, this is going to be a years long process. Gowdy even said that the other day. You can't make a policy. You can't go after legal things based on four-page memos. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of pages of stuff after that. There's processes to go through. How much time do you really have? If you have 3 years, do you have what happens if the Congress changes? This is a long, drawn-out process. This isn't going to be that instant gratification everybody wants.
You're right. All right. We don't have time for the audio I wanted to play about the revolution. I teased you with it from MSNBC. I promise when we come back next segment, the first thing we're going to play is this leftist from MSNBC going off the rails about, because the FISA memo was released, this is a call for revolution. When we come back here on the Michelle Morin Show.